Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
To muddle or not to muddle? To dip or not to dip? Those are the questions if you're serving Shakespeare-themed cocktails and snacks. And there's a new book by Shakespeare scholars Caroline Bix and Michelle Ephraim called Shakespeare Not Stirred, Cocktails for Your Everyday Dramas. These two have been blogging about the Bard for years on their site Everyday Shakespeare, and they're here now with us. And how did you go from blogging about Shakespeare to coming up with these recipes for food and drinks?
Well, a lot of the time we would get together after work, after getting the kids to bed at a bar. And that's where we would have our time to hang out. And we love joking, laughing, talking about Shakespeare over a good cocktail. And then it just came to us. Well, of course, this is what we have to do.
We're also great fans of creating recipes and new cocktails, mm-hmm. and the two things just naturally came together.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you used that word create, because these are not things that Shakespeare himself actually ate or drank.
No, but we think he would love them.
Yes. Okay.
Right. If he could time travel.
Okay, well let's talk about some of them here. And one of them is called The Drowning Ophelia. Of mm-hmm. course, the character from Hamlet. Is that one of these mm-hmm. ones in front of me right here?
That would be the blue drink with the floating flowers.
Edible flowers.
Should I try this right
sure,
now?
Give it
I can
a
only
bit.
Have a tiny bit because, you know, it's
sure.
the middle of the day. But
yeah.
Anyway. Oh, that's delicious. Okay, yeah. So tell me what's in that. So it's got a very kind of lemony tang.
Yes, yeah. So it has fresh lemon juice, it has curacao, it has vodka, and it has a little bit of Saint-Germain, an elderflower liquor.
And what about these flowers that are floating in the top of it?
Edible flowers.
Those are dusted with sugar and egg white.
Yeah.
And look beautiful and taste delicious.
And they're a nice tribute to Ophelia, who is often shown drowning with her flowers surrounding her. But we wanted to make her this drink before she went down.
All right. And what are these other ones that we've got in front of us here?
This bright red one is made with cherries, and it's Juliet's emoji toe, which is
explain that on
the emojito. So she's in our chapter on recapturing your youth, and we thought she really represented she's the iconic vapid teenager who has so many torturous emotions, but she can't get them out. She's stuck in iambic pentameter, and we thought, well, if she were today living, she would have just loved to spew out on social media. So we made her the emojito.
I'm picturing like Taylor Swift
as Juliet.
Exactly.
Okay, let me try this one.
And you know she wrote that Romeo and Juliet song.
Right. She's picturing herself.
That's right.
That's
delicious.
Yes.
And the mint in that is really great.
Mint, cherries, of course, because
cherries.
It is.
Why hasn't anybody made that drink popular in bars?
Well,
maybe now they will.
Yes.
Okay, and we have one more here.
Yes.
That's kind of a lemon.
This is our
thing.
Kate's Shrew Driver. So this is Kate from The Taming of the Shrew, and do you want to describe this one, Michelle?
Sure.
Actually,
yes.
I'm going to top this off with some grapefruit bitters
because some grapefruit bitters.
She's
right
a bitter character. So
okay.
Give her a little dab.
Well, she
that.
Has this speech at the end of the play, where she tells women to place your hands below your husband's foot as if she's being totally obedient. But of course, that moment can be played in many different ways as winking, ironic, sarcastic.
Right. That's very good. The cocktails are good on their own, even without the Shakespeare backstory.
We worked very hard on making very good recipes.
It was a long winter.
Now, we also have some food in front of us.
Oh, yes.
Okay, what is this?
This is the Motley Fool, and that is spelled F-U-L to refer to the Middle Eastern dip. With fava beans, and of course,
I'm going to dip a little pita.
Please do.
Yeah,
and it refers to the Motley Fool. The reference of Motley Fool comes from As You Like It. It's a reference to Touchstone the Clown, the Fool. He tells everyone the bitter, hard truth about their lives, and everyone's supposed to digest it.
Mm-hmm. You might serve up in an office party.
Yes, exactly.
Where you might give some straight-up truth to your boss.
And bring a little of the Bard to the office.
Right, exactly.
Right. If you've got some hard truth to tell people, some straight dope that might be hard to swallow, serve it with this.
You know, one of the things I noticed in looking through this book, and I have to say, my father's side of the family comes from very close to Stratford-upon-Avon. So I've got the Shakespearean roots.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I notice is how little Shakespeare I actually know, because there are a lot of characters in here that I hadn't even, Taiesa from Pericles?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We try to include as many characters as possible.
Yep.
So we have characters that people are very familiar with, Hamlet, Ophelia, but we also have many other characters from all over his work people can get to know for the first time.
That's right. That was one of our goals in writing this book, too, was bringing Shakespeare, even the lesser-known Shakespeare, to people in an accessible way. So if they wanted to learn a little bit, they could take a little hit and learn a little bit from especially our mini bards.
And has it worked out that way? Do you find that people, after drinking the Juliet Imogito, that they go and read up some Shakespeare after that?
Well, we'll see. I hope so.
I hope so. But certainly getting the essence of the characters and some of the rich language of Shakespeare's plays, that's all in our book. So we wanted to deliver all of it to people.
Mm-hmm. And your favorite play is from Shakespeare?
The Winter's Tale.
Okay. And you?
Yeah, I would say Winter's Tale too, but I'm going to give Macbeth a very close. I'm going to say they're tied.
All right. Well, Caroline Bix and Michelle Ephraim, authors of Shakespeare Not Stirred, Cocktails for Your Everyday Dramas, and Dip, too. And I'm going to try another little bit of this. As we say, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.